This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlay to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET.
And Peggy the shot, the ground down, bailed. He missed the catch, and he gets in for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws deep
down. Welcome, everyone, to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, November 30th, the final day of the month of November. And it is not only the last month we're entering of 2022, but already week 13. And joining me to break down the Thursday night football player props between the, I was about to say Philadelphia. I don't know why I said Philadelphia, the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. It's my main man on the West Coast. It's Rod Villagomez. Rod, what's going on, my man? We're just all over the place right now.
That's what I said. We talk so much over the course of the week. Like, Munaf and I have to remind each other sometimes, A, what day of the week it is, and B, just who's gooing what. Because between NBA, MLB, CFL, NASCAR, I mean, sometimes, like, I think that Max Verstappen is actually kicking off against the Philadelphia Bills, the Buffalo Bills.
Oh man, yeah. I was like, oh, I know we were just, you and I was talking offline. I was like, it's Wednesday, so I got the ref report up. NBA pod was done, and we switched the NBA prop cast. And I was like, okay, it seems like a pretty chill day. And then here comes a text message from Rod around like 2 o'clock my time. I was like, oh shit, it's Wednesday. We got to do the Thursday night football player props podcast. So here we are recording a little bit later, but hey, that's part of the business here where we're trying to be flexible where we can, but hey, we're going to make sure we get the content out to our loyal listeners here, Rod.
Indeed.
Well, we got a pretty good Thursday night football game here. It's a huge matchup in the AFC East division, not only for the division, Rod, but also some playoff implications as we're kind of winding down the season here. About, what, 5 weeks left here about for the NFL season before we do get to the playoffs. It's going to be the Buffalo Bills headed to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. And both of these teams did play last Thursday on Thanksgiving Day there, Rod. Buffalo Bills squeaked out the victory against the Detroit Lions 28-25 on a last-second field goal. And the New England Patriots, I'm sorry, fell a little bit short against the Minnesota Vikings in the late night game or the last game of the day on Thursday night football on Thanksgiving last week. Some controversy in that game between the Patriots and the Minnesota Vikings. The Hunter Henry touchdown at this point. Rod, I think you and I have a better guess of what is a catch in the NFL and what is not, my friend.
I'm just going to go ahead and say nothing is anything. Obviously, none of us can figure anything out. I mean, I don't even know anymore. Yeah. Again, you either have the ball or you don't at this point. I want to go back to the days where a catch was a catch and there was no slowing it down in slow motion. There was no taking a look frame by frame to see if the nose of the football barely touched that blade of grass, which means his finger moved in a 90-degree angle at which he couldn't no longer. No more of that. Just did he catch it or not? Yes or no?
Yeah, this is really getting to that point. And some of these reviews, and I think it's really across a lot of sports, where just the reviews are just taking too much time and it really kills the momentum of games. But, you know, some calls are game-changing calls. We've seen that, you know, last week with the Patriots. We've seen it in the playoffs. But, you know, at some point, we just don't even know, number one, what is a catch and what's not. And number two, how do you try to fix it? Because it seems like there's something new the NFL is trying to implement every single year. versus trying to fix the things that need to be fixed to make the game better. But that's a different conversation for a different time here, Rod. But yeah, like I mentioned, big game here on Thursday Night Football between these two teams. Currently in the AFC East, I'm sorry. No, I think we mentioned this every single week, but I mean, all four of these teams are playoff contending teams, and we'll probably have, I don't know if it's possible that all four of these teams make it into the playoffs this upcoming season, because look, the Miami Dolphins look great. They're sitting at top of the division right now. We also have the Buffalo Bills. They're hanging on with a Josh Allen injury with his elbow. Patriots, you know, they're hanging on. This is a big game from them this week. The New York Jets now with Mike White, you know, at the quarterback change in the Meadowlands there. They're looking like a different team on offense. Now, mind you, it was against the Chicago Bears last week, but it'll be interesting to see how this team responds. Do the Jets this week against, I believe they play the Minnesota Vikings. So big game for them all around for this AFC East division. But Rod, let's just dive right into it, man. Enough chatter. Let's get into our player props here, my man. I'll let you lead off here, buddy. What do you got for your first player prop?
All right, well, let's start with that guy with the elbow that we were all scared about last week, and then he goes and cranks off 253 yards through the air against the Lions. Look, Josh Allen's over under on his total rushing yards and passing yards is at 318.5. That seems high. And but it's not at the same time. I mean, we saw him do what, 280 something last week against the, he actually went over that stat last week against the Lions. So two out of the last 3 weeks that he's played, he's actually hit over this. And in fact, against the Vikings, it was 303 yards passing. So he didn't even need his rushing yards, his 84 rushing yards that he tacked on top of that to get over this as well. I mean, it's not as if the Patriots are ridiculously bad against quarterbacks. Obviously, we saw last week Kirk Cousins rather throw for 299. He didn't even have negative one rushing yards against him, so he didn't hit this mark. But I mean, we did see Zach Wilson get over this mark against them earlier in the year. We saw Lamar Jackson absolutely demolish this team, especially on the ground. 170 yards rushing, 218 yards passing. So there is a path for which Josh Allen can get there. And in fact, he did get there in two of the last three meetings just by passing yards alone against these Patriots. In December of 2020, at 320 passing yards against the Patriots. And then in this last game in December of 2021, 314 yards passing. So again, I think Josh Allen can get there. I know it's Thursday night. I know he's battling that elbow, but the games are starting to wind down. And yep. Buffalo has had some very close games, and they don't want to do that anymore. They want to put their opponents away, and that starts and ends with Josh Allen.
Yeah, and it's not like it's a short week either for either of these teams, right, since they did play last Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. So I think that, you know, normal rest, but it is kind of messes with their schedule. But again, I think the rest is more important right now versus which day you're playing for both these teams and frankly for any team going forward now. But I'm right there with you. I think that, look, Josh Allen, we know about the elbow injury. It was a short week last week, going from Sunday to playing to Thanksgiving Day. But I think he knows in his head that, number one, if the elbow is bothering him, that he's got to find a way to make plays. And I think that is number one with his legs, because we've seen it not only against the Patriots, but all throughout his career, where he's that guy that can take off 9, 10, 11, 12 times in a game and rack up those rushing yards. Which is because, Ron, I'm right there with you, because I took over on his rushing yards for this game as my first player prop. So we're aligned here on Josh Allen. And for everything that you just mentioned there, Rod, right, it all makes sense. And again, we know about the story about the elbow. We're not going to get into that. So, and we've seen Allen run the ball a little more over the past, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, where that elbow injury did act up. I believe it was against the Jets in that game in the fourth quarter there. But you know, except for the games against the Browns, which was, I believe, 2 weeks ago, Allen has gone over this projection in 7 games this season, including 4 out of the last 5 weeks. Now, I know he's only done it twice in his career against the Patriots, but we know that Bill Belichick, what he likes to do is take away your best weapon, which means possibly Stephon Diggs is not going to be a big factor in this game. And also the run defense for the Patriots is one of the best in the entire league. So I think that Josh Allen is going to have to gain those yards on the ground. we know that he'll get his passing yards for sure. He'll get over 200 passing yards, 250 passing yards. But I think this is going to be a big game where Josh Allen really uses his legs. So I'm aligned with you. I know you're taking the passing and the rushing yards combined. I'm going just the rushing yards here at over 42 and a half rushing yards here, Rod.
I love it. Like I said, this is a situation where I think Josh Allen, if there's a get right game, there's a get right game, right? And this is I think that get right game for these guys, despite the fact that they're already right. It is the Bills. They are good. But, you know, I just think the product they've been putting out lately has not been what up to their standards. And they need Josh Allen to play better.
I'm curious to see if they've already had their bye week, have the Bills, because I know they're sitting at 8-3. Yeah, they already had it at week 7. So, but now, again, they have this Thursday night game and the next game. Their next three games are all divisional opponents. So these are big 3 weeks coming up, not only for the Buffalo Bills, but for this entire division. It's going to be such a fun matchup to watch as we kind of, you know, like I said, about 5 to 6 weeks left here for most teams. They have New England, like we mentioned here, on Thursday night. Then they have the Jets at home. They'll get some extended rest because the next game won't be till Sunday, December 11th. And then they have the Miami Dolphins coming into their place the following week. So again, this Buffalo Bills team, no, like you mentioned, it's go time for them if they want to win this division and, you know, possibly create some space between them in the Miami Dolphins. So yeah, looks like it's going to be on the arms and legs of Josh Allen here, Rod. All right, let's get to your next player prop, man. What do you got?
All right, I'm going to take a head-to-head matchup, as I don't normally do these, but I like this prop. I'm going to take Devin Singletary over Ramondre Stevenson. This one is at plus 115, so the plus money is on Devin Singletary to outgain Ramondre Stevenson in this game. Look, I know that Devin Singletary is going up against a very stout New England rush defense, right? We talked about, you actually just talked about the fact that New England's rush defense is pretty good. Obviously, they held Dalvin Cook to 42 yards last week. James Robinson and Michael Carter combined for 33 yards. Well, that and Ty Johnson combined for 33 yards. You know, Deion Jackson, 23 yards. The list goes on and on. But they were had by Khalil Herbert and David Montgomery in the Bears. 132 yards between them combined. The Lions had Jamal Williams go 56 yards. We saw Aaron Jones go 110 yards. So they can be had. And I think that Devin Singletary needs to get going just as much as Josh Allen needs to get going. And Josh Allen shouldn't be running the ball all the time for this. Devin Singletary needs to get going. Over the last couple of weeks, he's done that. 14 carries, 72 yards against Detroit. 18 carries, 86 yards against Cleveland. That's the last couple of weeks. Ramondre Stevenson, on the other hand, has not necessarily enjoyed it the last couple of weeks. 7 carries, 36 yards against the Vikings last week. 15 carries, 26 yards. 15 carries, 60 yards. I mean, he's averaging about four and a half yards per carry when he gets the touches, but it's not consistent. I mean, his biggest stretch of consistency came in that two-week stretch between the Colts and the Jets where he had 15 carries for 60 yards against the Colts, 16 carries for 71 yards. Before that, 39 yards on 11 carries, then 19 carries for 76 yards. That huge 25 carry for 125 yards. Ramondre Stevenson is not necessarily getting everything he needs to get out of it. So, and then Damian Harris, right? I mean, there's something up with him, but even still, like, I just don't see him getting started the way Devin Singletary is. This is gonna be a tough game too for the Patriots. They're probably gonna have to throw a lot more and not rely on Ramondre, and maybe the Bills get up and Devin Singletary carries more. So I do like Devin Singletary to outgain Ramondre Stevenson in this game.
So we're going a little head to head here, and I actually took the under on Devin Singletary's rushing yards. And look, there's still a way where you can win and there's a way where I can still win. I agree 100% about what you're saying about Ramondre Stevenson. And it kind of, you know, alludes to my another player prop later. So a little teaser there. But for Devin Singletary, when I was really looking at his stats and what he's kind of done this season, you know, we've talked about these good run defenses, right? The Patriots and Bills. And I'm taking into account here that I kind of wanted to fade Devin Singletary in this game. I had Devin Singletary last week where I took the over on his rushing yards, which was against the Detroit Lions, because they are a bad run defense. Right now, Singletary has faced six different teams that rank top 10 in opponent rushing yards allowed per game, and also opponent yards per rush attempt allowed. Now, some of those teams are on both of those ranks, which are the Ravens, the Titans, the Rams and the Steelers, who are in both of those categories. So four teams there. Now, Singletary didn't get over this projection in any of those games against those opponents. Patriots are top 10 in both categories, and in five career games versus the Patriots, Singletary has gone over this projection of 52.5 just once in that span. So I think that both of these running backs are going to have a hard time gaining yards. Hopefully, for sake of your bet and for my bet, that Singletary has one more or a couple more rushing yards than Ramondre Stevenson. But again, I just think it's really going to have to be on the shoulders of the quarterbacks here. I think that number one, Josh Allen, that's with his legs and his arm. And then Mac Jones, we saw that he can throw the ball around as well. We saw that last week against the Vikings, and he's at home where he's comfortable. And I think he's going to be on the shoulders. So I'm fading Devin Singletary here under 52.5 rushing yards. All right. Before we continue here on our player props for the Thursday night football game, let me tell you guys where you can actually get down on these player props. That's going to be over at WinBet. And if you're ready to win money and boost your odds, WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips with Win Rewards on WinBet. If you're looking to get involved in a same game parlay, WinBet is your home with their WinBet Build Your Own, letting you customize the bet that you want to make. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WinBet, and WinBet has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet 100, win 100. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. So they know that we sent you. That sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you're someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, let's keep the conversation going here, guys. Let's get into our last player prop here, Rod, and then we'll get into some touchdown prop bets. So why don't you lead us off with your last player prop here? What do you got?
Right. I'm going to go with a kick prop. Taylor Bass, I am over 2.5 on this game. At -125, imagine a game in which the Buffalo score 3 touchdowns. I mean, I don't see a problem with that at all. Because this is the Buffalo Bills. They can put up points like crazy. And thinking that they're going to go ahead and put up 3 touchdowns in this game. And that leads Tyler Bass to kick at least 2.5. You know, that makes his 3 extra point attempts, and Tyler Bass is # good at football. So, you know, he's definitely capable of making and missing them. So, give Tyler Bass over 2.5 extra point.
Yeah, look, no argument from me on Tyler Bass here. We've seen where he has just been automatic for this Buffalo Bills team, whether that's extra points or whether that's been kicking field goals. And he's one of those guys, like we've talked about Young Hoku. We've talked about even the kicker for the Raiders, Daniel Carlson. Those guys are just automatic. And I think we can add Tyler Bass to that fold as well. So I think that we'll see points being put up in this game. I just think that the quarterbacks are going to be forced to throw the football more, that maybe leading some more big plays. And then, you know, be able to find the end zone. The one trouble or not trouble, but one thing that does concern me is that the Bills have had some issues in the red zone, but hopefully they can get that fixed in this game. Whether that's, you know, running the football a little more in the red zone, or Josh Allen just using his legs and not throwing those interceptions, because we've seen that over the past few weeks where they've had, or Josh Allen has had interceptions in the red zone. So hopefully Tyler Bass can get there for sure. All right, for my last player prop, I am going to go to, we talked about the running backs. I'm going to go with the Patriots running back here, Ramondre Stevenson. And, you know, we talked about how great these rush defenses are for both teams, the Bills and the Patriots. Stevenson's going to have to be involved somehow. And I think that's going to be through the air with Mac Jones. We talked about how both of these teams are the rush defense are top 10 in both of these opponent rushing yards allowed and opponent yards per rush attempt. But I think that one thing that really stuck out to me here, Rod, is Ramondre Stevenson has really been involved in the passing game for the New England Patriots over the last few weeks. Over the last 5 weeks, Stevenson is averaging 6.6 receptions per game and 54.6 receiving yards in that span. And he's gone over this projection in four of the last 5 weeks for the Patriots, and the Bills defense has been giving it up through the air to opposing running backs as well. Last week, the Lions running backs combined for 39 receiving yards. A couple of weeks back, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb combined for 70 yards through the air. And since week six, Bills have allowed at least five targets to the opposing running backs in each of their games, except for one. And I think the bigger surprise to me, like I mentioned, is that Ramondre Stevenson leads this team in receptions here, Rod, which is a crazy part to me. So I think that, again, he has a big night, at least through the air, pass catching, as he has been over the past 5 weeks for the New England Patriots. So for my last player prop, I'm going to take Ramondre Stevenson over 35.5 receiving yards.
As long as he does it through the air and not on the ground, I'm okay with it. Like, give him all the receiving yards in the world. That's fine with me.
Yeah, I think that it will be hard for whether it's Harris, whether it's Stevenson to run against this Buffalo Bills rush defense. And I, you know, set it at volumes on this pod that both of these rush defenses are incredible. So hopefully Devin Singletary has more rushing yards at least than Ramondre Stevenson in this game. But yeah, we'll see that. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about that tomorrow as we watch this game. All right, Rod, let's get into some touchdown props here. We've been doing pretty well with these on Thursday Night Football. So what do we got for some touchdown props this week?
You know what's crazy? Stephon Diggs is at +110 for an anytime touchdown. Stephon Diggs, like that. I was going to give you a different one with maybe even longer odds than that, but you can't pass up Stephon Diggs at plus money for an anytime touchdown on a primetime game. He's on a 2-game streak so far where he's gotten in the end zone in back-to-back weeks. So, I mean, you know, this is a team we talked about, Josh Allen, having to get going, right? Having to get this team on his back. Who's his favorite target? It's Stephon Diggs. So obviously you got to get Stephon Diggs active. You got to get him into the end zone. You got to get him touches and all that other good stuff. So, I mean, at plus 110, that's great odds for a Stephon Diggs anytime touchdown, considering he did it the last time he played the Patriots in 2021. He had three touchdowns against them in December of 2020. So he knows how to find his way into the end zone against these New England Patriots. So I was going to give you another one, maybe just to have fun with it, but you can't pass up Stephon Diggs at plus money for an anytime touchdown in this game.
I think we saw this last week as well, where against the Lions, where he just wasn't involved a lot, especially early on in the passing game as far as getting yards, but they did find him in the end zone, and he finds ways to, you know, use his speed and his ability to create that separation from the secondary and the defense for Josh Allen to find him. And we saw it last week, like I mentioned. So at +110, no argument for me for Stephon Diggs to find the end zone here. Couple guys that I did like here for anytime touchdown. One was Gabe Davis at +190. For the Buffalo Bills. Again, I think that if there is going to be attention being paid to Stephon Diggs, I think that might open up our opportunities for a guy like Gabe Davis and also Dawson Knox at +310 as well for the Buffalo Bills. And I'll give you one for the New England Patriots side. I think Hunter Henry, another tight end here at +340 to find the end zone anytime. I think those are pretty good odds for those two tight ends in this game. So a couple of different looks you could go here. Gabe Davis +190, Hunter Henry at +340, and Dawson Knox at +310, Rod.
Love Dawson Knox. He's always that guy that, you know, he's sneaky and you can count him out so many weeks in a row, and then he just goes and turns out and gets in the end zone for you. So, I definitely like the Dawson Knox. And then Hunter Henry, he needs to avenge that call, right?
He does. I'm sure they'll try to find him in the end zone. I hope they do. But yeah, that was I think that was atrocious call, to say the least. I know a lot of Patriots backers were not happy about that. But even if you didn't have the Patriots last week in that game, I mean, look, that's a touchdown. Who are we kidding? All right, Rod, let's close it out strong here, my man, with some best bets for this Thursday night football game between the Patriots and the Bills. What do you got as your best bet?
I like the – actually, I think my best bet is the Diggs anytime touchdown at plus money. That definitely, to me, screams you got to put money on it because, yeah, like we just said, it's just Stephon Diggs anytime touchdown. Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen both got in the end zone against this Patriots team. Number one receivers have been able to do that against this Patriots team. So Amari Cooper found the end zone against them. You know, even Romeo Doubs back a few weeks ago found the end zone against them. So yeah, they have trouble keeping number one receivers out of the end zone. They did pretty good job for the last few weeks, despite the fact that they let both of the Vikings receivers in. But this is too good of a team.
Yeah, and again, we've seen it multiple times where, you know, Josh Allen just finds Stephon Diggs in the end zone, and, you know, it feels like he's just a magnet for that ball in the end zone. So definitely no argument from me on Stephon Diggs anytime touchdown. For my best bet, I'm going to go with Ramondre Stevenson over 35.5 receiving yards. You know, it was crazy to me to see the stats that he leads this team in receptions. Does Ramondre Stevenson. I kind of had to refresh my page and double check that when I was looking up these stats and then the player props here for tonight. But I just think that the involvement that he's had in this offense over the past 5 weeks here, you know, I mentioned he's averaging 6.6 receptions. He's well above 50 receiving yards on average over the last 5 weeks. And he's also leading this team in targets. He's second in targets, right behind Jacoby Myers at 59 targets. So I think that he'll be, again, heavily involved in this passing game for Mac Jones and the New England Patriots offense. So my best bet, Ramondre Stevenson, over 35.5 receiving yards. All right, that's going
to
do
it. Like I said, give them all.
Yeah. You're right. Give it all to Ramondre Stevenson, and hopefully we can cash the head-to-head bet that you do have for this game here, Rod. Anything else for this game, though?
No. Like I said, this is going to be a fun one. I think it's going to be a good Thursday night game.
Yeah, 100%. Big division implications, like we mentioned, and also for playoff implications as well. So definitely we'll be tuned into this one for sure. Hopefully it's a good one. And then we'll talk about it later in the week for the PropCast. So that'll do it. Another edition of a Thursday Night Football Player Props for NFL Week 13. Ryan, anything else you want to get off your chest, my man, before we get out of here? And let the people know where they can find you, buddy.
All right. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villa Gomez. There's a link in the bio to everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, whether it's In Between Media. It's all there on Twitter at RJ Villa Gomez. Yeah, just having some fun. Let's win some money this Thursday, shall we?
Yeah, let's hope so. Hopefully we can continue it here on the PropCast and make some more money for our listeners. Make sure to follow Rod on Twitter at RJ Villa Gomez. Follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd84. If you haven't already, leave us a rating and review for the PropCast. It's definitely appreciated. We will be back later in this week for the Sunday player props. Till then, good luck with your picks. Let's break these books off and let it ride.